Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Hey, I'm Troy.
And I'm Reese, and you're listening to the Unusual Suspects Pop Culture and Whiskey, the podcast in which we talk about movies, games, comics, and all of the geek stuff. Today we've got a guest with us, my brother Kyle. Kyle, say hi to all the nice people.
Hey, how's it going, everyone? I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah?
Yes, I am actually very excited, because I have been listening since the first show, and I am very pleased with these guys' work.
Okay, cool. It'll good to hear some of your insights, even though you're an ass.
Fair enough.
So we're going to talk about a bit about very few trailers, as there weren't too many this week. We don't have a movie or a show of the week, as it's going to be our last actual show of the year. So we're going to talk about a little bit of our top threes and just cap off the end of the year. So we'll talk a little bit about the trailers. So last week we missed not the biggest trailer of the week. I mean, Star Trek was still... No, Star Trek was the week before, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Well, there were still some big trailers last week, but we missed Pacific Rim by half an hour. We recorded, Troy left my house, and then I go onto Facebook, and then someone's posted the Pacific Rim trailer. Guillermo del Toro makes giant robots punch giant aliens in the face.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's really like Gundam mecha type stuff. Versus Godzilla.
It still looks pretty cool though. I mean, would like in the trailer.
Oh, it's gonna be freaking awesome.
Yeah. The only off-putting thing is the robot voice is GLaDOS from Portal.
Oh, really? Two.
It's the actual actor. Apparently, Guillermo del Toro loves Portal, loves Valve, and got their rights to use the actual voice actress. Yeah. So it's cool and weird in like the same sort of way.
Who doesn't want to see a mech punch the Kraken in the mouth? Yeah. Seriously.
I like it in the trailer that two different monsters have different color glowing out of their mouth.
Yeah, you got the green one and like the other one.
Yeah, so I reckon that'll be like cool to be able to tell the difference, because I really couldn't tell the difference in like Transformers.
Yeah.
And like, you could tell color from gray, but not... I couldn't tell.
Yeah, anything different, that was going on. The other thing I will say, that the CGI looked really good. I mean, those monsters didn't look so fake.
Maybe it's like Monster Hunter in the different colors. One's a boss.
Yeah.
So the Pacific Rim trailer. I posted that last week, so you guys don't need to look that up. A new trailer for Star Trek. A second trailer already. It's pretty much mostly the first trailer. There's a voiceover by Pike. A little bit more footage here and there. And a little bit more Benedict Cumberbatch doing his voice acting thing. He's evil. We know he's evil. He's going to be... Well, I was going to say he's going to be two big evil things in the next 2 years. Him, and he plays Smaug in The Hobbit. But he's not actually in the first Hobbit film at all. Yeah. We'll talk about that later. I forgot to mention I saw The Hobbit, so we'll talk about that in a bit. But so he's the bad guy in Star Trek 2, so he's getting his dues, which is pretty cool. Which is, it's just more of Star Trek. So, and Troy finally watched the trailer for Identity Theft.
Yes.
Action comedy starring... oh no, they put out a new trailer for that. So, action comedy starring Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy. She steals his identity. He hits her with a guitar.
She got her bridesmaids and all that fun stuff.
And that TV show Molly and... Mike and Molly? Is that...
That's her? That's her. Mike and Molly.
Oh, she's that show's fucking horrible.
She's also in
that show. I can't stand it. So that's why I'm so
She's
confused.
Also in your other favourite show, Troy. Gilmore Girls.
Oh, fuck off.
Well, Gilmore Girls is a great series. It's a pioneering television series about a mother and a daughter's struggles.
Beautiful.
Yes.
It's absolutely fantastic.
It's a pretty cool trailer. Jason Bateman in anything is good. Like, he's even in Smoke and Aces 5 Seconds as like a herpied up bail bondsman.
Yeah,
he's pretty good in that.
Although it did remind me, like it was exactly the same for me as the one with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis.
That movie is fucking horrible.
That
was the worst movie I have ever seen.
Well, I mean, that's
Due Date,
that's it. No, I just like the way that they've sort of got the larger idiotic character with the sort
she
of the well
idiotic. She just seemed crazy.
I know, but well, he her craziness is matched.
He did the same thing he did. Alan,
she looked funny in this.
Yeah,
whereas him in Due Date was just fucking stupid.
Yeah, but I like how Robert Downey Jr. gets really angry.
Yeah.
Like, he gets really angry.
Yeah.
Due Date. He just gets so angry, it's funny. And he gets shot.
So
it's great.
Yeah, not too many trailers this week. I mean, all of the good trailers of any trailers came out last week. We had, like, what, Yeah. We had After Earth, Oblivion.
After Earth is really good, everyone.
Christmas break. And we forgot to mention that this is our last one.
For
No, Reese mentioned that earlier.
I didn't pay attention.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you were just standing right next to me, too. Yeah.
Well, we probably might have to talk about him later, actually.
Those are pretty, not too many trailers this week. But so let's talk about the only movie anyone watched this week, and that was me, and I watched The Hobbit. I got to go to an...
I watched movies.
Did you watch the movie?
All of it.
Did you?
No.
Okay. Drive.
Oh.
The Drive debate continues.
Why? It's a great film.
I gave it to Troy to watch.
I haven't seen it yet.
So he hasn't watched it. So, I saw The Hobbit. I got an advance... Go to an advance screening. And so, basically... The two things I didn't want to watch is I don't like 3D. I really don't. I don't think it adds anything to the picture. Avatar, I will make a case that yes, that film is a generic.
And it was made for that.
Yeah.
And everything else has cloned it. So.
So that film, yeah, okay, for the 3D, but nothing else since. And the obviously the overly controversial 48 frames a second. So we sit down and it's like, all right, cool. Got 3D glasses, so it's going to be in 3D. She comes out. She goes, hey guys. Guess what? You are the lucky few that get to see it in 48 frames a second. The people next door, they don't. I was about to get up and walk next door, but I didn't have the right arm badge. So, got to see it in 48 frames a second in 3D. I will say these things, these are the good things I will say about it first off, is that 48 frames makes the 3D look better. When the screen is entirely CGI, it actually looks pretty cool. But other than that, it is the fucking worst, most distracting thing I have ever sat through. I mean, if I had to review The Hobbit, the movie, I'd probably give it around four and a half stars. I really enjoyed the movie. If I had to review the version I saw, 2-1 star maybe. It was distracting at every second, and I'm sitting there hoping that I'll just get used to it, and then it'll just be something in the back of my mind. But it's every time someone moves, it's fucking there.
So is it going to be when it's released at the movies, are we going to get a choice of 48 frames, or it's all going
to
be 48
select
frames?
Theaters, as far as I know, for us anyways, Robina and Chermside, the one I went to, are the only two that have projectors that can play 48 frames a second.
Might go see both.
I definitely listen, if you do want to see what it's like, go see it, because Peter Jackson says it's the true version of The Hobbit, which I want to punch him for, because I didn't watch any trailers leading up to the movie because I wanted to go in blind because I love Lord of the Rings. And I watched the trailer the day after I saw the movie, and immediately as soon as I saw that trailer, I'm like, I fucking hate this. this just the 24 frames a second. There's a reason for motion blur in 24 frames a second. There's a style to it. I mean, there's probably something to say with that. If there was a full kids CGI film or a normal CGI film, I don't reckon it would be jarring at all. But using real actors and 48 frames a second, it just...
They give 48 frames a second to Michael Bay, it's all over.
Oh, fuck. Well, you know what? You can barely see what's happening in this film anyways.
Exactly. So that's just going to make it 10 times worse.
But
that's going to be like that old when you had Windows Media Player and had the visualizations. That'll be a Michael Bay film.
Yeah. That aside, the film, I actually really enjoyed it. Martin Freeman is great as Bilbo Baggins. Ian McKellen's back. They do a great work on making the hobbits and the dwarves look different to Gandalf. As far as I know, they shot them on two different sets. So it doesn't... They look like they're in the same space. I haven't read the books, so I don't know how much blasphemy is in the film. But then again, I can see where bits look like they were very small. Like I said, Smaug is... He's mentioned in the opening and then near the closing of the film, but he doesn't do anything in this entire film. He's not... any part of this film. Like, they can see the Lonely Mountain at parts, and they talk about the Lonely Mountain, but aside from the opening where the dwarves get kicked out of the mountain, that's pretty much it. But they have an arch nemesis, which I'm not sure is in the book at all. There's another wizard that pretty much takes up at least 20 to 30 minutes of screen time that's kind of pointless to the end, but I can see where they're connecting that to Lord of the Rings. But then again, I don't know what is and isn't in the book. Obviously you got Hugo Weaving's back. Who plays Galadriel? The Estranged Girl.
Cate Blanchett.
Saruman. So they all come back for a bit. The opening has Ian Holm reprising his role as old Bilbo Baggins. It starts the day of the party, and he's narrating, and then Frodo walks in, and then Frodo runs off after Gandalf just before the first film, and then it pretty much cuts back to Martin Freeman.
Cool.
So it's really cool. Like, as I said, as I can't judge it against the book, but aside from the 48 frames a second, which was one of the worst, single worst cinema experiences I've ever had, I really enjoyed the film. So that says a lot about the film if I didn't like the movie. So when it comes out in Australia, the 26th, go see it. I'm going to try to go see it again in normal, because I like normal. But other than that, yeah, The Hobbit. Okay, so we're going to do our top three films of this year. It was a... This year so far. Like I said, The Hobbit. Yeah, you guys haven't seen The Hobbit. It's out. Obviously, Les Mis and Wreck-It Ralph are out on the 26th.
Oh, yeah.
So,
three movies on the one day.
It's Boxing Day, because movie day of the year. Which, for me, usually is every year I work Boxing Day because I work in a cinema. Biggest day of the year. Fucking Boxing Day off.
You lucky bastard.
Yeah, first time I've had Boxing Day off the entirety of that I've worked at the cinema.
But guess where we're going? The cinema. where he works.
To see The Hobbit.
To see The Hobbit.
Maybe. It's in 3D, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to cost me $4.50 or something. I'm going. It's cheapest tickets.
It's not $4.50.
Isn't it?
It's
seen.
3D.
Yeah, but I've got concession.
Oh, we'll see.
So,
a pretty good year for movies. I mean, the biggest movies of the year, The Avengers. Straight up.
Yeah.
Biggest grossing film of the year. Biggest film of the year at work. Definitely biggest film of the year. We were sold out all day.
Okay.
So I can only imagine it was like that everywhere else. So choosing my top three, it was really hard. I'm going to quickly just list a bunch of films that came out this year really quickly to see.
And these aren't all the films that came out this year.
No, these are not all the films. These are ones that I just wanted to do, give a quick mention of.
Yeah.
The Avengers, obviously. Dark Knight Rises, the final Batman film. The new James Bond film, Skyfall. The Hobbit, not actually out yet. Amazing Spider-Man, Hunger Games, Brave, Men in Black 3, which I fucking hated.
I loved it.
John Carter,
I thought it was pretty good.
21 yeah. Jump Street, The Raid Redemption, which is an Indonesian film. The Cabin in the Woods, Prometheus, Savages, The Watch, The Bond Legacy, Expendables 2, Paranorman, for everyone else that doesn't live in Australia. The Master, Dread 3D, Pitch Perfect, Seven Psychopaths, Killing Them Softly, and Looper. Those are just some of the films that came out this year, some of the good films that came out this year, some really great films came out this year. So, if I have to narrow it down to three, and I'm not including The Hobbit, obviously, because it hasn't really come out yet.
But before you start to narrow, just quickly, have you seen all these movies?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I haven't seen The Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay.
What?
I
had a choice. Okay, I had a choice between seeing that or Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
You made the right choice. You made the right. That is a great film. I've watched it twice now. It is fantastic.
So I haven't seen that. I think that's pretty much it, except for The Master, because that was Super Select Theaters. So
that's. I was reading somewhere that's around the corner. I think
it's last I checked is the only time. Last I checked, around the corner is an hour and a half away. So. Yeah.
Gold Coast Arts Centre is playing. I think it's playing at the Gold Coast Arts Centre, yeah. If anyone on the Gold Coast wants to get to it.
Okay. So, narrowing it down, Looper was definitely one of my favourite films this year. I saw it twice in two nights. Ryan Johnson, who wrote and directed it, did Brick, which is my single favourite film of all time. So, I had been waiting for Looper for a very long time, and it did not disappoint. I'm going to say The Avengers, because it was the fucking Avengers.
Yeah.
It was so enjoyable. I mean, I was waiting for someone at a point, so I just sat in the cinema and ended up watching the whole film.
But you are a big Joss Whedon fan.
I am a huge Joss Whedon
fan.
Huge
Joss Whedon fan.
For those who don't know, if Firefly was still on, this would be the 10th season. No, actually the 10th year. 10 years ago today, Fox gutted Firefly. But in their defense, 10 years ago, they also approved Firefly and made it on television. So.
Yeah.
Paranorman was so awesome that I have to say Paranorman was also. So probably Looper, The Avengers, and Paranorman right now. Maybe The Hobbit. But since that hasn't come out yet, I don't know if I mentioned that. So those are probably my top three films of the year. I quickly did a list last night and put those together. I know I'm missing some things. Like, I really, really like Prometheus against the people that don't like it. Prometheus was...
looking at me. Because I didn't like it.
You didn't like
it. I didn't like it either.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, but your reasons for not liking it and his reasons for not liking it are completely
different. Okay.
Yeah. But the three films...
Recycled formulas.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to see this year are The Avengers, Looper, and...
Paranorman?
Prometheus. So, all right. Kyle, you give us your story.
And I have seen most of this list, except for Dread, Seven Psychopaths, Killing Them Softly, and The Master.
You should watch all of those films.
Yeah, well, yeah, I want to. Well, we went and saw Pitch Perfect, and that was pretty funny. You wouldn't expect it, but it's a very funny film. So I'm going to have to go Skyfall, because I just love James Bond.
Yeah, it's a pretty good film.
Yep. And I just, he's just dapper. He's constant dapper, Daniel. I think he's the best Bond, even though I was listening a couple of weeks ago, and we grew up with Pierce Brosnan as our Bond, and he was always the best Bond.
It's Pierce fucking Brosnan.
Yeah, I know. The Bond night, mate. It's perfect. And then The Hunger Games. Love The Hunger Games.
I really like that. Like, I haven't read the book, so I'm probably never going to read the book as much as I like the film.
Yeah. Oh, the book's really good. Well, I went and saw this, and a friend and I, we tandem read the series after that, because we catch a lot of trains in Melbourne, so a lot of time for reading. So we finished it off, and the first book's really, really good. And then the second book's just as good, and then the third book is not as good. Because the way there's... Yeah, I won't ruin it, because there's two movies coming out. And finally, what was that? Looper. Yeah, Looper as well. I was on one of those nights that you went and saw it sequentially, so...
Yeah, it's the first time I saw it.
Yeah, no, it was
that
really...
That ending, man. That
yeah,
mate. His brother also did the soundtrack for that, who also did it for Brick, and it has very Brick-styling quintessential bits in it.
Yeah, like
and,
the chimes and stuff you were telling me.
Yeah, it just... That ending. Every time, I will just walk into that movie when it finishes so I can watch the ending.
Yeah.
It's so great.
No, it's a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, get out there and see it.
Yeah. Sure, you're up.
Mine would have to be Dread. Dread was fucking awesome.
It was
start to
awesome.
Finish, Carl Urban, that.
Did you watch it in 3D
movie.
Or normal?
Normal.
Normal, yeah, same.
The entire movie was just so fucking well done.
And that chick was really
Lena
hot.
Headley as...
the evil... I don't know what her name was.
Yeah.
The mistress or something.
Was fucking awesome.
Yeah, but she plays
just,
a good bad guy. She always plays a good bad guy.
She does. I mean, Game
she plays
of Thrones
a good guy.
Perfect, but...
Was she in Game of Thrones?
She's the queen.
The
Cersei Lannister.
Taboo queen.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. She was also in 300. She's the queen in 300.
Yeah.
She's a queen. She's queen material,
she's in,
that one.
She was in Terminator Chronicles. She played Sarah Connor.
Oh, she did too, yeah.
She was also in that one film called The Alibi. I'm going to stop now.
Just firing off.
Yeah.
Skyfall.
Yeah.
Definitely. Best Bond film
yeah.
to date. Like, by far.
Yeah, I won't disagree with that.
Entire
like I said, I don't watch Bond films, though.
And that entire fucking movie was awesome.
I will say,
awesome.
Though, that I was waiting for blimps at the end of the film when he's standing on top, and you can see the whole of England. I'm just waiting for blimps to come by.
Yeah.
And, of course, Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He didn't like it.
Oh, I did not like that film at all.
I did.
It's Batman.
But you're a big, you're a huge comic book
fan.
There
are a lot of issues, and it's it is far inferior to the previous two.
Yeah. I think it
but
peaked,
I still enjoyed
it. Peaked. I think because I don't have that, I'm not a huge comic
book
fan.
The fire rises, brother.
Yeah, well... I'm gonna have to tap out. I'm gonna tap out that one.
It
no,
peaked at Dark Knight, but
yeah.
Well, I don't like I said, I don't read a lot of comic books, and we were having this conversation with a cousin of ours recently, and it turns out that like Batman coming back is a real comic book thing, like the hero returns.
Yeah.
And I've never been in the comic book, so I
hated
that.
No,
I wanted to see him just tap out and you know
thematically
wheelchair for
the
rest the
hero
of his life.
Returns is Batman. A very
oh yeah, it's a very hero. Quality.
It's a very
yeah.
film thing. It's a storytelling device.
Yeah, it's based off Nightfall. It was the first time Batman ever really got fucked up.
When
Bane
back.
Snapped his back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard about it. Reese told me about that because that's like pretty much straight into the film.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I just didn't like it.
Alright, so yours were Skyfall, Bane, and Bane.
Bane
the movie.
Yes, Skyfall,
Bane.
Bane.
And Dread 3D.
Yes.
Pretty good choice over there.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I gotta see Dread yet.
Yeah, you should, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. He plays a good Dread.
Mm.
Plays a good everything.
He fucking just
shoots.
It's a whole movie of him just shooting dudes.
Yeah.
He was the only good thing about Doom.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
There's nothing good about Doom.
I liked it.
Carl Urban was the only good thing about Doom.
Yeah, but it's still bad.
Oh, it's fucking horrible.
You know what? It had one of the guys in it was the dude that shoots Batman's parents in the first movie.
Really? One of the
scientists. Oh, it was too.
Yeah,
holy
the guy
shit.
The guy that gets eaten in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I like that was the first time I ever saw first person gun action, isn't it? That's the first film I can remember being in.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
And it should hopefully be the last.
I thought it was
their shit when he
that
extra
was...
chromosome.
I'm pretty sure there was some first person stuff in The Hobbit, am I thinking? Maybe.
There's some first person stuff in
I'm probably sure Ubal's thrown it in.
Yeah, like, no, he definitely, man.
It was in there. There's first person in like Cinderella Man where they did that whole thing where they strapped the camera to the across.
Oh, there's been stuff like that before.
Yeah, well, that was
like,
really good in
like,
Cinderella Man.
It was like, hey, that's a first person shooter, so we should definitely throw this sequence in, and then someone should just slap it across the face and say, go fuck yourself.
Well, I've never played the Doom, so I...
Wait. It's how can you not? It's like an iconic.
No, I mean, because I was so young when we were playing.
Yeah, but why
didn't
you just play the new
story?
Doom? You would have played the new Doom.
Yeah,
I had
like 10 minutes, man. I don't like games that are so dark that it's like.
And on the topic of video games, Segway King over here.
Yeah, well done.
So top three video games of the year. I couldn't really remember too many. I wrote a bunch down. I'm not going to go through them like I did.
There'd be
for
a ton of indie games that you have.
Yeah, I've played a ton of indie games.
I went to a massive list of stuff.
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I just wrote them down. So,
did you
yeah.
bring the list?
No.
Sweet.
I was looking at it on my phone on the bus. So.
Oh, okay.
So obviously, Mass Effect 3, Game of the Year.
I don't know. I don't play it.
This year was a pretty good year for disappointments. Mass Effect 3, Assassin's Creed 3, two of the biggest disappointments of the year. I will say, like, I will give special mention to Mass Effect 3
3's improvements on gameplay.
Yeah, and some of the story bits in that, like the Morden Solus.
The Joker interrupting me.
The Morden Solus bit is by far one of the best bits of the Mass Effect series.
Yeah,
like the Jennifer stuff. It wraps up too neatly though. But the low beats the worst, and the ending's just crap. But it plays really well.
Wait, can you deviate from a straight line while sprinting?
Yes, you can turn.
You
will kind of.
Yeah.
See, they didn't.
But like, the game has never been about combat. I don't know why you keep saying
it. No, but I just since the first.
If it was
game,
Gears of War, but I mean, it's an RPG, so
yeah. Okay, they could have spliced this genres together a bit better. I could have got a deviating sprint. Yeah. I would have that would have sold.
You know what you should do? You should play their other game, Dragon Age.
Oh. I watched you. I couldn't get into it, man. It's just too many characters to control.
It's an old school RPG.
Oh, don't even start me on Dragon Age. I'm not going on that rant.
You shouldn't have played it on a console. Okay, that's your own fault.
Yeah, okay. Lend me $2,000 to get a decent PC.
Well, you don't need a decent PC. You can take my old one and play on my old one. Although the power button doesn't work. It's
you just
broken.
Have to open it up, watch the circuitry.
Yeah. Touch it. Electrocute yourself. So...
it's not too many bolts. You'll be right.
I did play a bunch of games this year.
I know you did. I know you played a lot of games.
We played a bunch of games. We play games all the fucking
time. I know.
It's not like we play one here and there. It's like, holy shit.
Well, Kyle goes to school. So
yeah, I've only played...
He's very selective in what he can play.
Yeah, actually, well, if Reese buys it and he's not on his Steam, then I can play it.
I would probably have to say that by far, out of all the games this year, Dragon's Dogma is my single favourite. I know how much you don't like Dragon's Dogma.
I really like the look of it when you started showing me the...
It was such a strange game, because obviously it's Capcom's, they decided, you know what, we're going to throw hundreds of people at this and then we're going to make a Western RPG. And they didn't. They made the most strange fucking Japanese thing
they
possibly
could. It's an offline MMO.
It's not, though. I mean, the buddy system... It's not called the buddy system. I can't remember what it's called. But that system they use is really interesting in a certain kind of way. Do you want to go get your phone?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Someone's probably died. It's fine.
It happens all the time.
It is really interesting.
Interesting.
I get all worked up.
Yeah, it's the end of the year, guys. Give him a break.
But that wasn't... That was a cool thing I liked about it. But the thing I liked about it is just giving you the freedom of choice. Is it gives you kind of this world to explore. It doesn't give you fast travel. It's like, fuck you, man. You walked there. And so anytime you do have to walk, you have to plan it out ahead. Like, I've got to start in the morning. Otherwise, if it turns nighttime, it's pitch black. And then Chimera comes out and bashes me to death. And then you kind of have to decide, okay, I'm definitely going there. I'm going on this quest. And you have to fight your way there. And it's meaningful and it's good. And like, it's anytime you can change your classes... And jump around.
How good was the storyline?
Okay. So, before I say that, is that the entirety of the storyline, the good parts of the storyline, are in the last 10 minutes of the film.
The game.
The game. Yeah. The last 10 minutes of the game. It takes an entire game for that story to pick up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna spoil it a little here. So it's only going to take me about half a minute to spoil it, so skip a half minute ahead if you want to. In the end of Dragon's Dogma, you fight God, you kill God, you become God, and then you kill yourself. The end.
I was gonna play it.
It is awesome. It is so awesome.
It's fucking stupid.
Well, until you kill yourself, you can't do anything.
That's
What you do is you walk around a city invisible. Like, you have to watch the world. and it takes you a while.
Do you have any powers? Like any god powers?
No, you're invisible. You're watching the world. You're just like, what the fuck do I do now?
So you're not god, you're a ghost.
Yeah, Apparently. So you're a spirit.
It's it's crazy. And then it does something else and it goes crazy, but it's pretty awesome. Like the idea of going out and being able to jump on what are the giant one-eyed things called?
Cyclops,
thanks. Being able to climb up Cyclopses and stab them in the eye was fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, they did that in God of War.
I can't wait. Yeah, but that was a canned animation. You were the driving force behind it, so you'd have to jump, find a good place, climb up the back of it, or if you're a wizard, just hit it with lightning over and over again. Lightning bolt.
So like Lords of Shadow.
Yeah, sure. it's hard to choose other ones that I know I definitely liked, so I'm gonna have to say FTL and Fez. FTL is a really kind of awesome top-down spaceship simulator game where you have a spaceship and you've got to take different you take into each place you jump to, you take different events into thing, and like when you're fighting spaceships, you're like deciding which systems to turn off to feed power to other systems and which parts of the ship to attack, and then they're boarding you, so you're cutting off different places to feed air so you can, like, you're destroying them, and then once you die you have to start from the beginning again. It's fucked and it's friggin' awesome. It's so strange, it is so weird. And Fez is a game unlike anything else. It does not help you at all, and you can finish that game without even getting deeper into that game. It has two layers, and the first layer is just like, you're like, oh, this is a kind of neat platform puzzler where you can spin the world, and then there's just another layer in it that once you start peeling at the surface, there is something else completely deep. And if you've never played this game and you really like video games and you really like really fucking hard puzzles, this game is it. Like there's a clue to the entirety of this game and it kind of skips over it, and it took me so long to find it that it's just unlike anything else.
I'll amen to that, because Reese played the game and I came down and he's like, oh, you've got to play this game, there's so much and I just started playing it and I was like, oh yeah, it's a sweet platformer.
Yeah.
Next, give me something with some guns. And he comes and he's, you just missed the biggest puzzle ever. And he got real worked up and I had no idea.
You're not going to play the game.
No, I was just playing it because he has a cute little hat on and you can do that cube thing.
Alan Wake's American Nightmare was fucking awesome too. It's like the Twilight Zone, but fuck it. I love Alan Wake. It's one of the best games of all time.
You've had your three.
Okay. Yeah. I wash my hands of this madness.
Yeah. So now it's my turn, and I can really only...
You only played like three games.
Yeah, I can only pay tribute to the three games that Reese bought and I downloaded through his Steam, and that was Far Cry 3, Dishonored, and what else did I play?
You played Diablo, but that's a shit game.
Oh, I did play Diablo 3, and Reese and I only played it with each other.
So worth the wait.
Yeah, I know, like 10 years and fuck, yeah. To be honest, it was more worth the wait than Duke Nukem was.
Oh, that was fucking horrible.
But that wasn't a hard bar to hit. High bar to hit,
yeah. Yeah, so Diablo 3, well, they're the only games I played, so...
You played other stuff.
Oh, I did, I played...
You played Borderlands?
I played Max Payne 3 and Borderlands 2. I really like Max Payne 3.
Max Payne was awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. But I will...
It's not as good as Max Payne 1 and 2.
No.
I never got past the cleaners in the first
one. The writing in that. They also wrote American Alan Wake and Alan Wake 2.
Yeah.
The writing in 1 and 2 is just far beyond anything that was in 3.
Yeah.
No, it is, man.
Yeah, no, good choice of words.
The thing is, it's a noir story. It's a noir story, and they hit every single nail right on the head, and then Rockstar don't make a Max Payne game. They make a Rockstar game featuring Max Payne.
Yeah.
Even though it is pretty awesome.
But I like Rockstar
games. And there's a really
games.
Left turn, like, somewhere into the game, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. I didn't really... I wasn't as surprised by that twist as
you. I wasn't really surprised until I went back and listened to everyone, and I was like, yeah, what?
Yeah.
Where the fuck did this come from?
Yeah, but I will, because...
Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
Yeah, man. I'm like, do you want to do yours again?
Yeah, okay. So,
do it twice in a row.
The Walking Dead, the game, was fucking awesome. I didn't finish it, though, so I can't talk about it.
No. And so Reece sort of... He also introduced me to this massive indie game culture, because I don't really play heaps of games.
Also, they're like $5-$10, so why would you not buy them?
Well, because I can't buy any games at all. I can't buy anything. I can buy my train ticket. No, but he showed me the soundtracks for FTL and Hotline Miami.
Yes.
Are really, really good.
Oh, dude, the Hotline Miami is pretty awesome too.
Hotline Miami, because he showed me that the other night, and it was he's wearing this horse mask and just beating people with doors. And even though I really don't like that sort of old style 8-bit stuff. You guys right?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, you good?
Just going through Reese's top 20.
Yeah. And so the soundtracks of them to those games are really cool. And you can buy them separately, can't you?
Yeah, you can buy soundtracks. Pretty. A lot of the V games sell them.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So your top three are?
My top three are Far Cry 3, Dishonored, and I'm going to have to go with Max Payne 3. I'm loving my threes, actually.
You didn't even say anything about Dishonored.
Dishonored?
That's fucking awesome.
I never got past the second mission.
What?
Well, because I got it from you, and then I tried to fandangle it to work without Steam, and it wouldn't save my game, so I did an hour's play three times, and I was
The game, first half of that game is phenomenal. Second half of that game, not so phenomenal, but there are some bits of that game.
Yeah, I really hated it how they were saying, it's a sandbox game, you know, you do whatever you want. And they rewarded you for silence and not killing. And I'm like, that's not in a sandbox.
So
you're wrong.
You can do whatever you want, but if you kill people, your chaos rating goes up.
Right? Yeah, I thought it'd be cool if...
And then there's more rats. And it's like, what?
Yeah. I thought I'd get an achievement for feeding everybody I killed to a pack of rats. I wasted, energy finding... I wasted 20 minutes carrying bodies close to the rats. And then I'd run down, get the rats to follow me, run up, and they wouldn't come far enough. I'd go back down, come back up, and I spent...
You know there's an ability that if you kill someone when they're not looking, they'll just disappear.
Well, all right then. Well, shit. Well, we'll pass this on because I don't know.
Yeah, scrape it across the table so everyone can hear.
Sorry, I didn't.
No, well, yeah, my top three are weird.
Yeah, they are.
Pretty much. Yeah, well, they're the only. Mainly, I'm basing it on the amount of time I spent playing them, pretty much. Resident Evil Revelations, because that is, I think.
What system's that on?
That's the 3DS.
3DS.
One.
Oh, okay. It's one of the best Resident Evils there is, surprisingly.
It's better than 3.
Yeah.
Is it better than the remake of 1?
Yeah.
No.
It's a really good game. But it's, and online is fucking awesome.
It'd be better than the remake for 1.
It's a really, really good game.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't played it.
Is it better than that one with the guy, what are you buying?
That's
4. That's 4. What'd you say, 4? I like 4. I watched you play. That's GameCube 4, isn't it?
4, yeah. 4's awesome, but it's not as good as the other ones.
I like
when Resident Evil was a survival horror game. That is when it was at its peak.
4 was the last one.
I still haven't played 2. I really need to go back and play 2 because I hear that's the best.
I like
2
5.
Is the best.
I played 5. 5 was good.
Shinji Mikami's working on a new horror game. He said he's going back to roots. It's going to scare the shit out of everyone. And he said, fuck you, Resident Evil 6. He also said that. That were his words.
Thank God. Yeah.
Verbatim.
Yeah.
And New Super Mario Brothers 2.
Is that the
3DS?
3DS one.
That coin one that they're plugging on television at the moment. It's really fucking cool.
It's really weird that they're plugging that when the Wii U has just come out and they could be plugging New Super Brothers U.
Yeah. And it's really fucking hard. And first Mario game to have DLC, they released Impossible Packs.
Are they selling them though?
Huh?
Some
are free, some are sold.
That's weird.
Like $2.
It's weird how
DLC.
Nintendo go back on their words sometimes.
But
they say they were going to be three.
No, they said they would never sell DLC. It's not in their interests. But they're Nintendo. They can do whatever.
And Microsoft and Sony also said motion control would never be on their consoles because it's a stupid idea.
And then they built the Kinect.
Yeah, they both got motion control now.
I will. Dance Central's an awesome game.
Yeah, Impossible Packs that the DLCs come for is harder than the impossible levels that are unlocked in Super Mario World. If you play through Super Mario World.
Including, what about...
If you get all the star levels, you get 8 levels unlocked in Super Mario World that are fucking stupid beyond anything else in a Mario game. It gave me the shit and made me want to throw the console through my fucking window.
I might play it at some point. I do plan to pick up a 3DS and play stuff, but then it's like a 3DS is $278.
Yeah, and you've got to get the Wii U. Now that you've bought Zombie U, without owning a Wii U, you have to buy the Wii U.
I don't know. How much did you say you got yours for?
What?
Your Wii U.
$380.
If it's that much, I might buy one tomorrow.
Yeah. But,
now, with the Super Mario...
Shut up and let it finish.
Oh, well,
I'm just curious.
Super Mario.
Yeah, well, he's a big Mario fan. I thought he might like this question. I never got past, I'm thinking Super Mario where you run and you jump and hit the coins and squash the mushrooms, right? That's the same game. I played it when I was younger, but I never got past, the first level. How much more intense can squashing mushrooms get?
It's stupid.
Oh, okay.
It's all timing-based, man.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Because all I remember is getting, the little fire hands. and shooting the fireballs. And
that's like what's good about the speed runs and shit they do now.
You, like need to, like you need to go from platform to platform without falling while enemies are jumping at you and shit like that.
Oh, okay, so it's just...
It's just like any game. They just throw more and more harder stuff at you.
And the time trial modes they add in now is... To get gold medals on the time trial modes, I like what you see on YouTube where those idiots playing Mario where it's just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, they fill the screen with a fuck ton of enemies and you've got to jump at like the exact right moment and triple jump and do all different shit to be able to dodge them all. And
have you managed to sucker anyone into the Wii U one and putting platforms out for you?
Huh? No. Hmm. No.
Alright, and what's your third game of the year, Troy?
My top one, Kingdoms of Amalur.
I have a weird relationship with that game. I
fucking loved it.
I played the demo to death.
Yeah.
And then when I got the game, I got so bored of it. I really wanted to like that game. Like, I like the story and everything, but the way that they presented it to you, it's just like really boring skill trees.
I loved it.
The Winter Court, how fucking cool is that name?
Yeah.
And the fairies, or the fae, sorry.
The fae, yeah. Well, that's the thing. The whole, like, reason I was so excited for that game before it came out is because Ari Salvatore did the storyline.
Yeah.
Writes my favorite books of all time. And, yeah, just... Everything he was posting about, all the stuff he was doing for it, and then Todd McFarlane, the Spawn being online, helping with the, you know, world and the creative design, and it's like those two people together on a game and can't go fucking wrong.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was such a good fucking game until the studio
shut down.
Ate shit. Yeah.
And then you never get to see Project Copernicus, which is the sequel to
Yeah. Well, there was, there was slated to be a sequel to Kingdoms of Amalur, but, yeah, obviously not anymore.
It was, it like, I will say that the one thing it did that Skyrim didn't do is it made combat fun.
I like Skyrim combat. I like Skyrim. Did that come out this year?
Last year.
Oh, because that would have been in the top three, I forgot.
Well, there's one game that needs an honorable mention, and that's Kingdom Hearts 3DS. Dream Drop Distance.
I don't have 3DS.
It's fucking awesome. Tron's for Kingdom Hearts fans, it's one of the best ones they've done probably since 2. Because they've done all those stupid fillers in between.
Oh, yeah. I played one of them, or two.
And it's been almost, I think it's been 8 years since 2 was released.
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. I was thinking about it the other day, because I remember playing the first one with a friend of mine.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. It's taking so long, but...
Yeah. Oh, you're around to it.
Did you put? Yeah. You didn't put any, like... mobile games on apart from the 3DS.
Fuck
ones.
iOS, they don't count as games.
Well, I've been playing that. Played hours of that bird one. Not Angry Birds, the other bird one. I forget what it's called. I can't believe I forgot what it, I played it for years. And he just, it's these little hills and
I don't know. I will say this though, Hexagon is a fucking awesome game.
Yeah,
Super Hexagon.
That's what I imagine the intense Mario.
Although
they got
Theatrism on iOS now.
Yeah.
I played it.
After it was out on everything else.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't count. iOS games do not count.
What about
it? Time fillers for mums. That's it.
Fuck you. I got an iPad.
Hey, man, I have a mum. That's it. Calm down.
All it is. So mine were what? I don't even remember what my games
were. Yours
were. I just kept saying
your top 10. You just kept throwing them out.
Yeah, you just didn't stop.
You don't get.
I'm just going to read all the games on this list. So, Alan Wake, The Walking Dead, Max Payne 3, Dragon's Dogma, Spelunky. Spelunky was awesome. So that's, that's our top 3 of the year. I mean, there were more games that came out. I forgot a lot. Don't Starve isn't technically out. That game's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Since... I read some comics, but I don't know which ones came out this year. You actually read comics that came out this year. You got the top 3.
Well, mine's always DC.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
DC comics are your top 3 this year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you
Batman, Batman, and Robin, Justice League.
Do you not like Marvel comics because you like DC so much?
No, I don't mind Marvel comics, but a lot of the Marvel storylines piss me off.
Oh.
Like, I like Deadpool. I like a lot of the characters in the Marvel stuff, but they keep doing stupid shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I like Marvel. I like a lot of Marvel.
Professor Xavier has died like 4 times now in X-Men, and they keep throwing shit in different directions, and just stuff's everywhere.
Yeah, but Deadpool's died like 1,000 times.
Yeah, I know. But he's the only reason I really like Deadpool is because it's more of a comedy. It doesn't take itself too seriously.
Yeah.
But everything else, I don't know. They rehash themselves a lot, Marvel.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we fucked up this timeline with this character, so now there's like 16 alternate timelines and storylines for every single character.
Should we do
Wait, just before that, I bought and read a Deadpool, Deadpool comic the other day.
Yeah.
You know how Marvel does its what ifs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those what ifs have always been really weird because it's not a what if. It's a like I read a what if Captain America wasn't frozen by ice once.
Yeah.
And the entire comic, he becomes evil and kills like the Fantastic Four and becomes president of the world. And then at the end, end of the comic, they find Captain America in ice, and you're like, "What?
Yeah.
Wait, this is a fake Captain America? What?"
Yeah.
And then,
like Marvel's one shots, really usually weird. Their best bet.
Oh, I did read the Runaways though. That was awesome.
One shots are usually pretty good when it comes down to Marvel.
But
they're on a real time travel binge. Like every single character in all the different comics, all of a sudden time travels and either goes to the future and sees that the world's fucked up, or goes back in time to fix shit that's fucked up in the one already. But that's what they do. Like every year, you can guarantee Marvel's got a time travel thing somewhere in their expanded universe.
Yeah, they do love the time travel. I mean, come on, Apocalypse comes from the future.
Yeah,
Days of Future Past. Oh, by the way, Hugh Jackman is now coming back as Wolverine for Days of Future Past.
Yes,
which is, in my opinion,
but it's an X-Men movie. Like, it's going to be Hugh Jackman.
What kind of X-Men?
Why is it stupid though?
Because
he is Wolverine. That's when I see Wolverine.
They've already got Ian McKellen.
yeah, but we don't. You we don't know sorry. In what capacity.
I thought
we
Days
don't know whether
past
it's just a
new Wolverine.
No.
Oh, okay,
Wolverine is new Wolverine.
Yeah, the Japanese one.
Yeah,
that you put up on the Facebook page. Check it out, guys.
Remember, it isn't confirmed.
No, it was like, confirmed this morning.
Oh, it has, but I mean, yeah, in what capacity?
It could be the same as
Wolverine. Like he's coming into as Wolverine, but
I mean not for Hugh Jackman. I mean for Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen.
I think it's because they are confirmed now. But it's
called
Days of
Liam
Past,
Neeson was
so.
Dark Knight Rises, and everyone was like, "What the fuck?" But he was in there for like 3 minutes.
Yeah. It could have been like the way.
Oh, Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
no, yeah. I think with Bryan Singer on board with it, it's probably going to be pretty substantial.
We'll find out what it is in like a week.
Well,
he'll just tweet it.
So. Was he confirmed for First Class? Because he was in it for like 45 seconds.
No, he's confirmed as coming
Wolverine.
Back, reprising
okay.
Wolverine, not as
another
cameo.
Cameo.
Like he was never confirmed in that. A cat taxi driver who drove him around was like, "Yo, just drop Wolverine off from his working on X-Men. It's fucking awesome." Then everyone's like, "Wait, he's in X-Men?" And then the director was like, "Fucking find me that cabbie. I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burned to the ground."
Oh, right.
Yeah. So he was never
was supposed to know.
Yeah, it was never an official thing. And then they just lied about it till the film came out. No. He wasn't in it. What the fuck are you talking about? This cabbie's a dick. No. And then like it came out.
Why would they put him in a cab? But they don't have money to put him in a cab. Don't worry. No, not the point.
But
I was thinking we could do TV shows top three.
All right, we did talk about a lot of TV shows this year.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know about top three.
Top TV show.
I mean, like, I know what yours is. I don't even have to wait for you to say it out loud.
Arrow.
I did watch it.
Are you caught up though?
We just found out who John Barrowman was, the mystery guy in black, the guy in the suit.
Was that
the latest one?
Episode 10.
So I found out who he was. So I'm caught up. Wait, did I finish that episode? Yes, he kisses the girl.
Because that was the end of it. Yeah.
There was a lot of kissing of girls going on.
Oh yeah. Look at him. What am I kidding myself?
Dude, he spends half that show without a shirt on. I don't want to kiss him.
Yeah, I'd kiss him. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And Sherlock, not Elementary Sherlock.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
All of it?
It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah,
it's all just season 1.
Yeah. But I still like both.
Yeah, but
equally,
it's just because
they've both got their own merits and their own charm to it.
But like I said, Elementary is like a kind of. It's not Sherlock?
Well, Elementary is a more American crime drama, whereas Sherlock's not. So.
Did you watch both seasons?
Yeah.
So you watched that ending?
Yeah.
How fucking cool is that ending? Yeah. That moment, that Stephen Moffat just knows how to write characters. There isn't.
Yeah.
There is no way that anyone could write a more perfect bad guy.
It's fucking mental.
Yeah. So Sherlock's awesome, so fucking watch that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but there's a lot this year. There's like Homeland.
I was supposed to watch Doctor Who and I watched Sherlock instead.
That's I'm okay with that.
No, well, I don't. Yeah, Doctor Who.
I mean, it's the same guy. It's the same guy that makes the current season of Doctor Who does.
Yeah.
Stephen Moffat is the.
Who's your favourite Doctor Who? Have you watched the
you
last three modern
ones? You've never even seen any of them.
And you said Arrow's your favourite show, and
yep.
You've never seen any Doctor Who of this year. Sorry, not favourite show ever. That was my mistake.
Well, who's your favourite Doctor?
it'd have to be Matt Smith. I like how the outfit's changed as well.
It's because he's a giant head.
No, I like
does have a giant head.
I like his outfit the most.
The bow ties are cool.
Yeah, and he's got that.
Cool. I wrote Stetson now. Stetson's cool. I do love the Doctor.
Yeah.
No, I'm the 11th Doctor, man. David Tennant. No one's better than David Tennant.
David Tennant is really good as Barty Crouch Jr. But he's not as good as Matt Smith as for Doctor Who. Even though I think a lot of Matt Smith's Doctor Who is based on David Tennant's Doctor Who.
Not really. Yeah, I don't like him.
I don't know, because the big leather big nose leather jacket. I don't know his name. The first modern Doctor.
Oh, you mean Christopher Eccleston?
Yeah, he's
Mr. Invisible from Heroes.
Ah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then easily Buddy Crouch Jr. from Harry Potter is the 11th Doctor.
Yeah. He was good. He was quite quirky, and then David Tennant made it even quirkier, and now Matt Smith is even quirkier.
Have you watched any of the new season yet?
Not 7, no.
I started catching up the other day. I watched about 3 episodes. I want to watch them all. But, because they get rid of the new followers, the new companions, and bring new ones in. But
yeah, there's a new girl. Yeah, I liked her, though, as Matt Smith's. I really liked her as the companion.
The girl?
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. But I like Rory. Rory's fucking cool.
Yeah, Rory's cool.
Yeah. I'm only gonna miss her because she's kind of funny and she's really cute. But yeah, I'm gonna miss really Rory. Cute.
And that first episode, which is in that cop outfit, and she's a stripper grand.
Yeah,
I've watched that about 3 times.
That's the one reason. As soon as Troy's like, I don't really watch it. There's a hot redhead Scottish chick in a stripper grand outfit. I won't watch it.
I'm watching it.
Yeah. There is something that I want to put on our page once this podcast goes live, because this I found and I found it fucking hilarious, and I think you'll love it too.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Nerdgasm and Doc Tactic posted something like that.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
It is.
And when you go through the list of how many times...
We're talking about Sean Bean dying, by the way, for those who can't see Troy's phone.
Sean Bean is a brilliant actor, and everything he's been in, he gets killed.
Well, not everything.
Did he get killed?
He was in that Bond film and didn't die. That was a joke. I swear to God, he's been in stuff and hasn't died.
Find one.
I'm thinking. Let me think.
But I mean, the list of ways he has died over the past 20 years is ridiculous.
The best one would be... Have you seen The Black Death?
Yeah.
Yeah, the horses.
Thanks. Haven't seen Black Death, but now I know he dies.
Mate.
Yeah, I know. I saw it on the spoilergram.
What do you expect?
Any movie with Sean Bean, you expect he's going to die.
Yeah. I know there's something he hasn't died. Oh, wait. There's a film.
There's a film?
There's a film. Oh.
Sean Bean's been in the film.
But before we carry on...
Also, he plays a really good medieval knight.
He does, yeah.
I think that's all he plays, isn't it?
Man, he was in...
was he wearing armour in GoldenEye?
God, he was in a television show recently. A new television show? He dies like 5 minutes into that show.
Does he?
Yeah.
No. But before we carry on, my favourite TV show...
Dude, he even dies in The Elder Scrolls Oblivion. The game.
Yeah.
Go play it.
Yeah. No, my favourite TV show would have to be this year's season of Undercover Boss Australia.
we're not talking about crap television.
Dude, it
no,
it's my
stop,
jam.
No, shut up.
No, I have to go with...
It has to be something good.
It is good. They get...
I'm pretty sure it doesn't die in Sharp. This is like a... Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I don't know, there's been a lot
of... It's like 8 years.
Homeland. I think Homeland was pretty good.
What about something new?
Something new. Oh, that is new.
Homeland's
it?
New.
It's this year.
Homeland's last year.
No.
Season 2 this year.
I really enjoyed
it. Is it?
Yeah.
No.
That might have been last year.
What?
Luther.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's got the guy, the Prometheus captain in it. And
Idris Elba.
Yeah, he plays a cop.
Oh, by the
way, I don't
know
if that's last
year. In the Pacific Rim trailer, Idris Elba's in it, and he says the best line in any film ever. We are cancelling the apocalypse. Which is fitting. I mean, tomorrow the world ends, so.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no, well, I'm probably going to have to... If Luther is this year, Luther, if not, it's going to be... I can't think.
Well, what do you think? I'm going to say, I'm probably going to... Like, Arrow, I'm really digging Arrow. Like, there was a lot of good stuff. Like, Last Resort, which has unfortunately been cancelled. I really like what I've seen of that.
I like Alphas.
I do.
I'm watching Alphas.
Yes. I do dig Elementary, as much as it's such a subpar version of Sherlock. It is.
It's a different interpretation. I can't. They're not.
They're not comparable.
No, you can't.
Yeah, but it's. It is. It's like this guy.
But they. But no. It would. Yeah, but that's like comparing Sherlock to Sherlock Holmes the movie or Elementary to Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, it's better than
the
movie.
Yeah.
But they're not. Yeah, the show is, but they're not comparable. They're different.
Because one of them's a really good quality.
They're different paradigms
of
Sherlock
like,
Holmes.
They're both taking the same idea. It's like, okay, we're going to make modern examples of Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
And
I mean, if you would,
I do really like Johnny Lee Miller as Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, he's good.
But Benedict Cumberbatch is just something else, man.
Yeah, he's really. Have you seen Atonement?
No.
He's really good. That's the one with
James McAvoy.
Yeah, James McAvoy.
He's also in War Horse. I mentioned this last time.
Oh, I can't do it. It's that. A movie about a horse.
Yeah,
it's like Red Dog.
I'm not gonna watch it.
Dad went and saw Red Dog. Oh, it's a really good film. It's a dog. Just go down to the vet.
It dies at the end.
That's what I mean. Go to the vet.
It's a pretty good film.
It's like you can't compare him. It's like
Percy Jackson. He doesn't die in Percy Jackson. He plays Zeus.
Oh, he doesn't, does he?
Oh, they'll kill Zeus in the next one.
He died on set.
It's coming.
Outlaw. I'm pretty sure he doesn't die in Outlaw. Outlaw's a pretty cool movie.
All right. Well, what else have we got for there?
I think we've peaked.
I don't
know.
I'm still looking. I got this.
Oh, he's got the Sean Bean non-death film. I still haven't said my TV show. I think Sherlock as well, the English version.
Yeah.
Was that other one, that detective who looks like? You showed me. Does it, the way he does a detective?
Oh, you mean
like Minority Report?
No,
not literally.
He connects. It's a really cool show.
Mentalist.
Dirk Gently.
Is that this year or is that? I think that might have been last year.
I think that might have been last year. Yeah. It's an English show. It's really cool. It's got Stephen Mangan in it, which I wouldn't.
He looks like the guy who plays the devil in Percy Jackson, Lightning Thief.
Hades.
No, that's Steve Coogan.
Yeah,
he looks nothing like Steve.
No, they both got the curly hair.
But he uses. Not coincidence, but he connects the dots like nothing is a coincidence. Like in the first episode, it's about a time traveling cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's like connecting this and this. There's no coincidence. They're connected. Everything's connected. It's really cool.
No, it's really quite cool.
It's like in the first episode, he says how he found, what's that cat? Schrodinger's cat? Yeah. Yeah, he found Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah.
Nice. Something dumb like that. But, there's a lot of good television shows and stuff out there. We've talked about a bunch of it.
RBT.
Fucking shut up.
It's a great show, dude.
No.
Just watching idiots try to scramble
their way out. We're a podcast about
getting drink.
We're called Pop Culture and Whiskey, not Dumb Australian Television.
Oh, okay, right. Fair enough, yeah.
Okay,
but there's no whiskey here.
Border Patrol.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm drinking it. I thought I was going to get a complimentary glass of whiskey.
No.
No. We're in a...
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
You've ruined the mystique. We're in an old wooden barrel.
It's not actually 10 o'clock in the morning if you ever look at the clock up there.
Yeah, it's like 11:30.
Oh wow. Fucking yeah.
It's like 12:30.
Alright, whatever. Alright, we're procrastinating a little too much.
Yeah.
So this is probably going to bring us to the end of our...
We should do like final thoughts of this.
Can you fucking let me finish?
Sorry. I got excited after being invited and thought I could.
So this is going to bring us to the end of our last show of the year. So we're going to do a little final thoughts. Before that,
good idea, Reese. Good idea.
Mainly because next Tuesday is Christmas. Is it next Tuesday?
Yep.
And so I don't know how busy me or Troy will be over the next couple of weeks. I'll be pretty busy with work.
I'll be delivering presents.
So, hopefully we will come back together in January. But I have to go interstate early next year for a while, and then we've got PAX. Oh, that's not till June.
PAX is not till June, July, something like that.
Is that that's in Melbourne, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. PAX is gonna be fucking awesome. They keep saying. Things are going to be there.
Power Glove still isn't there, so
you're not going to get your wish. Okay?
I want Power Glove.
Dude, fucking just we'll go watch. I've forgotten his name. Who's the ball? Yeah,
with the little bit of rapper
MC.
Dude. No,
raps. Sir Raps a Lot or something.
Oh,
the nerd rapper.
Yeah, it upsets me.
Front a Lot, MC Front a Lot.
Oh no, I don't know. I like
he's,
that.
He sings that song, Critical Hit. Sometimes feel like...
Yeah, no. No singing.
No, yeah, no
okay.
worries,
but so... Yeah, so we'll be away for a couple of weeks, but please... No, I don't want to sound that depressive. Please tell us your thoughts, criticisms, anything. Just let us know. Send us a private message or just put it straight there on the book. It's on the Facebook. Just fuck you guys. It's fine.
Yeah.
Bring Carl back next week.
I'm pretty good with handling criticism.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you to fuck yourself right back.
Speaking of which, early next year, we're doing auditions.
Oh, right, yes. I completely forgot about that. That was my idea, too.
Yes.
It was my idea. All of mine. No,
ow.
Fuck.
Because Reese will probably be dead.
I'm just elbowing things left, right, and center. So what we kind of want is, I don't have an ideal setup for our thing, but I'm going to try to pick up some stuff in between now and next year. But we are looking for a potential third and or fourth chair. So obviously prerequisites is you need to live in and around the Gold Coast. You need to be able to drive, because me and Troy can't.
You don't need to be able to drive.
Well, actually, yeah.
There's other modes of transportation.
But yeah, if I live up a really, really big hill, and we record at my house.
It's a big hill.
So, we would like a third or fourth chair. And if we do get some, I can figure out a better way to do this. So if you would like to, I don't know, audition or whatever, just send us a message on our Facebook page. Tell us, tell us a little bit about yourself, why you think you'd be a good fit.
Should they send in clips or voice clips? Or should you
worry about that later.
It'd be funny if you private message them and then you got the phone numbers and you could do a private conversation with you two on speaker and you could suss out their voice and start like questioning them and see how they react, and or do it your way. I'll tap out on this one.
What are you wearing?
Get out!
That's going to be our first question, by the way.
Yeah.
Are you naked?
Yeah.
Be naked.
You better be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, podcast naked.
Yeah. It's fucking hot in here.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. My air conditioning's broken again.
I'll get on it. You finish up.
Okay, so, yeah, that brings us to the end of our first season, I guess.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts, Troy?
Not really.
Not really?
We're going to have some pretty funky shit next year.
Although, I will say this.
Spread our podcast like the
herpes.
Yeah,
please do that.
Bastards.
I mean, it is a little disheartening when you see 64 listens, 30 listens, 25 listens. 12 listens is extremely disheartening when you say that. Mm. So I think I found a better way to get the word out. Like, it gives us numbers when we post things, and it's like 30 people have seen
and
this.
Also, if you're on our Facebook page, go to the Facebook thing and hover over the liked button, and there'll be a thing at the top that says get notifications, which means you will get the stuff that we post on the page. If you don't do that, you'll get on average about 1 in 3 posts that
we've got
about
that on pages.
Yes,
maybe that's why people aren't listening.
So yeah,
that's
why.
What I'm gonna do is
I'm just gonna post it as an event.
Yeah,
and it'll go to everyone.
Yeah.
On that note, our most looked at thing on our page is our trailer for the ABCs of Death.
Nice.
For some fucking reason, 250 people have seen that.
Wow, that's awesome.
And it says not viral, which I don't know what that means. Like, they're all organic.
Yeah.
So like someone else is
friend of a friend of a friend.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Two people like it, one person has shared it, and 250 people have seen it.
So maybe not viral means someone, anyone who's seen it knows someone.
I don't know the dude that shared it either.
Unless it might be a page that shared it.
No, it's a dude.
Oh,
I was Facebook stalking him.
Mike, cool.
Yeah, who is this dude?
Wherever you are, high five.
Yeah. Internet high five. And with that, while I've just blown your ears out, I'm Reese.
And I'm Troy.
And I'm Kyle.
And you are listening to the Unusual Suspects Pop Culture and Whiskey. See you next year.
See you next year.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?